Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of America Tonight. Right from the get-go, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News in Washington, D.C. William McDonald. William, thanks so much for coming on. So what's the latest, greatest? I know you were at the White House for the briefing today, and what was the conversation about?
The House passed to repeal the estate tax, which is, when an elder person passes on, then their belongings and their wealth is then distributed to their, their kin. And in this case, they've actually repealed that tax. So I don't think that this is going to be filibustered by the Democrats and will likely not pass the Senate. And even if it does, you can bet that President Obama will absolutely use his veto power on that one.
Absolutely. The Republicans call it the death tax. They say it prevents small business owners from passing businesses on to their heirs, and that's what their problem is. Democrats say repealing the tax is a giveaway to the rich. You're right. The vote today in the House was 240 to 179, and the White House, as you just said, William, threatens the veto with this bill because then it adds, in their point of view, they're saying it adds $269 billion to the budget deficit over the next decade. So I think this is a non-starter as far as the veto is concerned, but interesting that the House passed it.
It does seem like this led the new Congress, the 114th Congress. A lot of bills are getting passed in the House and then stalled in the Senate.
Yeah. That's it.
In the Senate.
Yep, and absolutely.
Another big one out of the Congress and the White House mutually was Obama today has signed the quote-unquote doc fix, how doctors are paid through Medicare. And so for the last 13 years, basically what's been happening is Congress every year, every 6 months or so, would have to scramble to find a way to basically increase, find a way to pay doctors through the Medicare program. And finally, Congress was able to work together and permanently change how the doctors are paid. And now they're not going to do these short-term pay installments, basically, to these doctors. Because Congress feared that without continuously doing this, that these doctors are going to remove themselves from the Medicare program. So that was a big one out of the White House and Congress today.
Yeah, gotcha. Was the briefing heavy? Was there a lot of people at the briefing today? I mean, we started to get into the summertime, and it's interesting you see a lot of replacement players at the networks, but I would imagine, I mean, this is a daily thing and somebody covers it, so was it jammed, especially with the Iran thing going on and Congress still in session?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually when I was there, Talk Radio News has an assigned seat, and my row is actually almost empty. I invited a number of different people. I said, yeah, sit here. Nobody else is sitting here. You're welcome to sit here. So it was kind of a empty briefing today.
Boy, except interesting.
For the front row. The front row is always full.
Oh, of course, because that's where you get the TV time. You're going to get whether you're in radio, newspaper, whatever, if somehow you get on the front row, because the camera is going to scan down there because you're going to get questions for sure that will come out of that front row, whether it's ABC or whether it's CNN or, wherever it is. How about the conversation with the Harry Reid made the comment the other day about he thinks all the Republicans are losers. And so that's been kind of a fun thing.
I woke up that morning and I saw that and I thought, oh my goodness, he He's definitely not running again. If he's going to get this loose with his words, I'd call. He basically called the entire Republican candidacy for the 2016 presidency a bunch of losers. And, you know, that's not very professional, but you can't help but kind of laugh at that, you know, either whoever says that, you know, kind of, you know, I mean, he was the leader of the Senate for a number of years. You think maybe a little less, maybe some different wording would have been appropriate, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. A little different wording, perhaps. And, you know, what's interesting is you look at, you know, the Democrats and looking to get some traction because, of course, they know it's just Hillary, Hillary, Hillary all the time, Hillary. And, I mean, who's going to jump into that den? We don't know. Even Joe Biden is saying, well, you know, you never know. I could end up running. I haven't made up my mind yet. But he knows darn well. I mean, come on. It's a foregone conclusion that she's going to get the nomination. Are at the White House briefing, was there any questions about Hillary? Because I know in the beginning of the Scooby Mobile, there was a few questions. Has that kind of died down?
That's died down just a little bit. One thing that did come up, I remember, was Hillary Clinton actually penned a very short piece for Time Magazine, basically championing Elizabeth Warren as a champion for middle class, which I thought was very interesting because there's been so much call for Senator Elizabeth Warren to run when she has repeatedly said she is not. So I thought it was very interesting that the now candidate Hillary Clinton is basically saying that Warren is a champion for middle class. And so it was almost kind of, and she's named as one of the most 100 most influential people of 2015. But I thought that was kind of interesting that Hillary was the author of that for Time Magazine.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That's true. I didn't think about that. All right, William McDonald, terrific stuff. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Conversation with a very Irish Jim Kerwin, who has a philosophy when it comes to exercise, and he talks about some of the basic things that you can do. In fact, he calls it basics, stretching and cross training and intensity and aerobic and just the baseline, just the very basics that you have to do. And he'll talk about 3 hours of exercise a week, how at least it's a start. So we'll chat with Jim, plus numbers that will blow you away on We Can Count. How many New York kids are boycotting standardized tests? We saw what happened in Atlanta with the teachers, some of the teachers and superintendents and principals involved in that cheating scam because they were jacking with the numbers for the standardized tests, which led to promotions and bonuses and kids getting pushed through. And WikiLeaks published how many Sony documents? Amy Pascal, who used to run Sony, eventually slipped away, resigned because some horrific things were put out there thanks to some emails that were leaked, the Sony leaks that were all the way from the top to the bottom to everywhere in between, and Sony not happy with WikiLeaks. But hey, this is what they do. We'll tell you what that number is. And then a sad number in a shooting in the Phoenix area. Coming up next, though, Boston with a shot at the Olympics. If you were Boston, would you want to host an Olympics? We're talking about it on the flip side here in America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In a couple of different directions. I like to call this odds and ends because so much happens that I think is incredibly interesting that we bury back somewhere with the avalanche of politics and what infuriates us on the day coming out of Foggy Bottom. You know, Foggy Bottom, of course, is Washington, D.C. And why is it Foggy Bottom? For lots of reasons, but they're coming into the time of year when it's horrific to be in Washington. It really is like you're in a swamp. Boston has a decision to make, yeah. So here's the deal. They're talking about pushing for Boston 2024 for an Olympic bid. There was a public meeting, and it was a four-hour public meeting, and they were talking about the question of Boston and bringing the Olympics into the city, and would there be a referendum that would bind them to their promise not to use taxpayer money, because that was the whole thing. Why didn't they support a referendum that wouldn't put them in that spot? After the games, who would control the land? Because this is always a problem with the Olympics, where the proposed Olympic stadium would be built, because they'd have to do that. And the city at least would have to guarantee that no one from Boston 2024, a private group leading the city's bid, would own that land. This is where it gets tricky. So there are a lot of concerns, but there are a lot of people in Boston that would love to see the Olympics be in Beantown, you know, the whole Boston Strong and all that kind of stuff. So they have these public meetings to get input on this bid that is not finalized, but it's being discussed. And they've had like 30 sessions are there across the whole state through September. 9 just in Boston. Can you imagine 30 public sessions on everything you could possibly think about with bringing the Olympics to the city? I think it's smart in one way because they want it to be popular. But, you know, when I think of Boston, I think it would be an easy town. It's an easy town to get around in a way. But with the Olympics, the space you would need. Oh. But the U.S. Olympic Committee picked Boston over Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. But the public support for it is not super high. They just did a poll that showed last month 40% of registered voters support the bid, 50 oppose it. 50 oppose it. I can see some of the opposition, and then you got to think of the security aspect of it too, which would be anywhere they would have to deal with the security. But what are some of the terrible reasons why it would be not what you'd want to do? Some of it is just simply on what are you going to pay, what's going to happen to the land, as I've already said, what happens to the Olympic venues. I mean, Boston is not, Brazil. Boston is not Russia, where, especially in Russia, that's a better example, where everything is pretty much dormant. You know, we saw the World Cup in Brazil, and now those World Cup facilities that were built are just being overrun by grass and anything that could possibly weeds, anything that could probably strangle it off and not being used for anything. And when you bring an Olympics to a city, that's what happens. You pump a lot of dough into it. A lot comes back, but a lot of money has to be laid out front. That's why they ask for taxpayer support. So they have to declare by September 15th whether they are officially in an applicant, whether they're officially going to do it. And they can't, that's it. I mean, they either decide or they decide they're not going to do it. But, you could get a bid from Paris, Budapest, Istanbul. There's a lot of other places that are on the map as potentials. But they have to see if what the referendum, is it going to get major support in the city and the state or not? And will they not do it? Will they, you could drop out. I mean, here's an example. I was reading this story the other day, but after they got the 1976 Winter Olympics, Denver lost the games in 72 when voters decided to support a ban on the use of state money for the Olympics. So it could happen. It could easily happen. It's funny because while they're getting ready in Rio, they had to remove like 37 tons of dead fish from the rowing venue. See, so there's all this money you have to outlay to bring it in, and then you have to weigh the facts of whether or not it's worth it. The revenue that comes in, the attention on the city, how much tourism does that potentially add, more people seeing the city, whatever the city is, and the state, but I'd say it's a wild coin flip. I'd say whoever's doing the numbers should have some really good numbers. Because that's the only way to judge it. How close can you get the numbers to match up? What is it that you need to break even to trail behind what the number is but still be able to make it up eventually? That's what I would think about. And then they've got to have the support, the security behind it. Because it's a major target. And especially in a small, small place. If you have tighter streets, it's an older city, which in one way makes it cool, but also makes it more difficult to protect as well. And then, so then that ultimately leads to the decision of, let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Is this where we really want to go? And I think it's iffy. I think they're on the cut line. They could say, forget about it. That's the whole idea of the whole process of bidding. That if something changes, If something changes, they can move with that change. They're not locked into it. I mean, well, thank goodness, until they win the bid. If you win the bid completely, then you are. Then you're obligated, and then game on. You have no choice after that. You just have to, you know, press the pedal to the metal, do everything you can to make it smooth, execute and hope that you have the right plan in place, and if you don't, that you can scramble when you have to. In the meantime, as I said, this was odds and ends. Boy, there's an ESPN reporter who decided she was going to take down a tow truck industry worker. In other words, she was in a shop, and her name's Britt McHenry, the ESPN reporter, and she went really nutty on the clerk, the tow company clerk. She ended up posting an apology on Twitter, saying that it was a stressful situation at this Virginia business and that she said some insulting and regrettable things. She was frustrated. She should choose to be respectful and take the high road. But here's the thing. When she was trashing this woman, berating this woman behind the counter, the woman told her that, hey, she told her there's a camera on. So she's in this towing company, and she, you know, talks to the employee like you wouldn't believe. It was a 1 minute video that has gone viral. It's everywhere. It's trending on Twitter. Fire Britt Henry, hashtag Fire Britt Henry is what everybody's looking at. She went to the employee, says to the employee at the register, I'm in the news, sweetheart. I will blank sue this place. Because I can't say that bad word. The employee says to McHenry, hey, you're being recorded. But it was almost like she's trying to help her. But she didn't stop. She said, that's why I have a degree and you don't. I wouldn't work at a scumbag place like this. Makes my skin crawl. Wow. And then she goes on, even worse. She says, maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh? Then I guess the employee said something about her hair and the color of her roots because she was being attacked. And then she says back, oh, like yours, because they're so stunning, because I'm on television and you're a blank trailer, honey. Lose some weight, baby girl. Oh, my, oh, my. Not much empathy for this Britt Henry. And you think of ESPN and other people that they have suspended for different things. And she is suspended, but is the suspension enough? A lot of people are calling for her head, calling for her to be fired. All right, I'm fired up about our next guest, Jim Kerwin. Time to get physical on America Tonight.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So cold.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Jim Kerwin is in our virtual green room right now. He's an exercise fanatic in a very good way. He might be exercising out, you know, right now, probably. I don't know what we left in that green room. Perhaps a jump rope or two. We wanted to look good, like we were really in shape, and we knew what we were doing, but we know we are not. And so we are reaching out to Jim for some help. He's the author of the Exercise Factor, and he's got a great website, getamericamoving.com. Jim, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. I'm a little bit breathless, Kate. I was actually using the jump rope in the green room.
Of course you were. Of course you were doing that. Oh, well, see, here's the thing, Jim, and you know this. People, there is a thing about exercise. I find that I have friends that are on two ends of the spectrum. They're either really seriously exercise fanatics and they can't even mentally not exercise, or they would be no good to anybody. And then I have other friends that they want to do it, they schedule it, they try to do it in any excuse. It's too cold, it's too hot, it's overcast, I can't find my sneakers, my socks are all dirty, whatever they can come up with. But we know that it is so important to exercise, right? And you say that it's about the right dose of exercise for a longer life, and there's some basics that we could follow that we need to know. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, It's absolutely true. There are two groups of people in my mind. There's the small minority who exercise a lot, and then unfortunately, there's the large majority who don't. And in some respects, you know, the term exercise is a negative word. We should really be thinking about activity, physical activity, moving, because it's the movement, the lack of movement, the lack of activity that is the problem. So I came up with my exercise basics formula. Basics is an acronym. And the formula answers two really important questions. The first one is, how much exercise should we do? It's a pretty simple question, really. How much exercise should we do? And the second one is, what kind of exercise do we need to do? So two simple but really important questions that everybody should ask themselves. So would you like me to sort of deal with each of them in turn?
Let's hear it, yeah. Tell us about this.
So the first one is how much. So the answer to that question is that the minimum recommended physical activity for an adult in America is 3 hours a week. Now, that includes doing some strength exercise, but 3 hours is the minimum. So if you're not doing that yet, you should gradually and progressively build your way up to 3 hours. Don't do it all in one go. Try and get there over a period of time. And then you shouldn't stop there, because you need to continue to the ideal number, which is about an hour a day, 7 hours a week, and that's the optimum level. And if you could achieve that level of activity, you will significantly increase your life expectancy and you will improve the quality of your life. Without a doubt, there's tons of research out there which demonstrates that time and time again. So minimum 3 hours, the sort of the sweet spot, the really sweet spot is 7 hours a week. If you could find a way to build it up to that level, you're going to do some fantastic things for your health. So that's the first question. The second question then is, what kind of exercise should we be doing? And so my basics, the acronym, answers that question. So B is for baseline exercise. This could be a new term for some of your listeners. So let me explain it. Baseline exercise is all the activity we do from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed at night, excluding the planned exercise, going to the gym, going for a walk, going for a swim. So it's all of that other activity that we do. But unfortunately, over the past 20, 30 years, that type of activity has been decimated. And so we need to be really conscious of baseline exercise. We need to nearly have a mindset to do it on an ongoing basis throughout the day. So, for example, take a 5-minute break every hour. Get up from your desk and go for a little walk. Use the stairs. I'm actually walking around my office right now as we speak. So I'm getting some baseline exercise rather than just sitting down. So those kinds of things, really important. So baseline exercise. A is for aerobic. And I call it the bread and butter, especially for people who are not particularly active. So you need to do aerobic exercise, going for a walk, a run, a swim, a bike ride, a spinning class, that's aerobic. Mm. And really important that everybody does that. S is for strength. So if aerobic is the bread and butter, the strength is really the jam, because we begin to lose muscle mass from our early 30s. So we need to pay attention to our strength. We need to maintain our strength, especially as we get older. So we need to do some strength exercises, and we can use our body to do that. Use body weight, things like push-ups and planks and squats and lunges, lots of things. You don't need any equipment. You can do it anytime, anywhere.
Jim, now wait a second.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Squats? Do you know how hard squats are to do? Have you done lunges lately? Ugh, so hard.
Yeah, but you know, if you start doing with just two or three, you know, you can do them at your desk. And you don't have to go down too far. I'm doing them right now.
Jim, you know I'm Irish, right?
Yeah. But you can. You know, the thing about these things are, start with one, and then the next day do two,
okay,
and then three. At the end of the week, you'll have seven. At the end of the month, you'll be up to 30. You can do these things.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to do squats. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, no, but think about squatting, actually, and what it'll actually help you with. I mean, you know, you do it all the time. if you think about it.
Right.
So, but anyway, I mean, the key is that strength is really important.
Sure.
I is for intensity. So, you know, we need to increase the intensity of the exercise as we get into it. Not at the start, as we get into it. Because this is how you get stronger and fitter and faster. Or maybe to put it another way, this is how we maintain our strength. This is how we maintain our fitness as we get older. So intensity is important. C is for cross-training. It's just a technical term which says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Try and mix it up a little bit. So don't just walk or don't just run. Do some other things. Do Zumba or yoga or swimming, whatever it is. Go skiing. But try and mix it up. And then S is for stretching, the importance of flexibility and balance. Really important as we get older. So they're the basics. So for an optimum exercising, you ideally should be doing some of each of the basics. If you're just starting out, focus on baseline, aerobic, strength, and stretching. The other two, cross-training and intensity, can come later. So that's the basics.
The basics. So the stretching, why is the stretching so important? I played tennis, and I have to tell you, Jim, I just never felt like stretching. I try to do it, but why is it important?
Because when we exercise, we get stiff. And I'm sure people will identify with, you know, the next day they're stiff and they're sore and they find it hard to get out and do it all over again. Stretching gives us this sort of ability to become more flexible, to ease out the stiffness and the soreness in our joints. So it's a really good idea to stretch after exercise, especially, so that the next time you go out, you're not going to feel as stiff and sore. But it's important for flexibility and balance, especially as we get older. I mean, so things like yoga and Pilates will have a lot of sort of strength and stretching kind of built into them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're very important.
Yep, absolutely. And so your mission is to get people moving, right?
Well, I want people to understand how important it is to move, but to be thinking about it all the time, because there is a clear correlation between moving and longevity, or not moving, and unfortunately, premature death. I want people to move so that they can be fit and healthy and enjoy their life and enjoy their family, because that's ultimately what we all want to live for, to be here a long time and not to be a burden.
Boy, that's the key thing, not to be a burden. Because if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your family. Your family, they're the ones who will have to deal with your inactivity. Jim, you are a delight. We'll have to have you back on again. I absolutely love some of what you said. I'm going to try the squat thing a little bit at a time. I do exercise, but I'm going to really work on the strength and the squats for sure.
Yeah,
check out GetAmericaMoving.com. Pick up his book, The Exercise Factor. Jimmy K, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, KDB.
I love it. Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cheers. Bye.
Just wanna touch ya. bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. Yes, we can. Let me count the ways as we dive right into it, including this one. The interesting thing is, brutal, terrible thing, but because we live in the world of Twitter and immediate photo releases, whatever happens. Lady Antebellum had their tour bus catch on fire, and it was kind of wild, I have to say. I feel like somebody was driving on the other side of the street, which they were, and they caught the whole thing on tape. The tour bus just went up on a Texas freeway on Thursday morning. Everyone on board was luckily evacuated safely, but it was pretty dramatic, the fire. It's on Interstate 30, just northeast of Dallas, not too far from our satellite facility where I'm broadcasting right now. Smoke and flames pouring from the bus. Traffic just to a crawl as that was happening. And clearly you could see, obviously, it was pretty dramatic, the flames and the charred bus and all of that stuff. So Hillary Scott, the co-lead singer for the band, posted a photo of the bus that was pretty charred up on Instagram, and said that she and her husband and the tour manager and the driver were all evacuated safely because people were worried, and it certainly looked pretty terrible, too. And just saying, you know, thank goodness that we're all safe. And what happened was the bus stopped after a rear tire blew out. It burst into flames, and everybody got off of the bus. So, you know, isn't that interesting that this was, because you think of the size of a bus, and you think of the tires, you know, how many tires there are on this kind of a bus, a tour bus, pretty heavy, supports a lot of, you know, it's a big tour bus, supports a lot of weight with everything that's on that bus. And those tires, that's what happens often. They heat up, and depending on where, you know, where they are at the time, they can explode and lead to a fire. And I've seen this before, actually, not in front of me where it's like, oh, look at it, there's a fire, and that's what happened. But I've seen it happen to other buses, big buses like that one, if you will, sort of tour buses. So it's not the first time anything like that's happened, but it's got to be pretty darn shocking when you're in the bus and you're traveling, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, boom, everybody jump up and just dump whatever you're doing and get off this bus now, and that's exactly. Well, everybody's waiting to see what's happening with Hillary Clinton on her tour in not so much a bus, but a mobile, as she's calling it, the Scooby-Mobile. So she flew home coach, not first class, not on some kind of Learjet. She decided to go with the rest of the common people. She carried her own luggage. I think everything that Hillary Clinton does that is what a normal person does, no big deal, is going to be in print or on TV or radio or wherever it makes news. She flew a United flight from Omaha, Nebraska to Newark, New Jersey on Thursday. Now, here's what's interesting. So Scooby 1 and Scooby 2 are back. I guess the Secret Service is driving them back to New York without her. She flew with the luggage in tow, carried her own luggage and all that kind of stuff. But here's where she turns back into Hillary Clinton. There was a town car and a police escort on the tarmac for the very short trip back to her New York estate. So she can play with the middle class and do all those things. But in the end, the town car on the tarmac, and for your pleasure, the former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State will now exit the plane, which is exactly what happened. And she was... They did have a picture of her pulling her own suitcase down the concourse, too. So, pretty interesting, I guess. And this is what we're going to see again and again and again. And she was at the self-service, you know, luggage area pulling luggage. And people, now see, there people knew. People were chatting her up when she was getting the luggage. But she's back in the New York, New Jersey area, so that kind of makes sense, because especially there, her photograph appeared many more times probably than any other place on the planet. So she didn't have to worry about not getting recognized, because I think the whole idea, well, and this is it, is that she's like everybody else, and this is what people do, so she's doing it. So she's going to lug the luggage, and she's going to take the flight back, and she's going to sit in coach for the first time ever, or the first time in a very long time, let's put it that way, and try to win over voters, I don't know, one voter at a time. Because I think it would take a long time to touch the amount of people that they're talking about. But then again, she's declared so early, like a handful of the Republicans, I suppose that gives her time to do that kind of thing, to make the decision to be the person who sits in the coach area and does not take the private plane, does not go into first class. All right, here's a number that's very, very sad. Police say five adults were found dead inside a Phoenix home. Anytime you listen to the local news, you know, you're sitting there and you're debating, oh, should I watch the first 15 minutes because I know it's going to just be doom and gloom and be depressing. And then, you know, it's really fast with the video. Boom, boom, boom. Here's what's happening. So I know that I have friends in Phoenix, and they say because of some of the things that have happened with gangs and whatever, It is like reading the police blotter, and they try to avoid the beginning of the news because they don't necessarily want to know. So the five dead people, they say it was a shooting, and it might have started as a family dispute. So they think that's what it was about. Two men, three women. Over a business, about the family business. They got a call, and the dispatcher got a call about some kind of trouble, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then you could hear gunshots in the background. And the police say the three men were brothers. And the dead women were the men's, one of the men's mothers and a wife of one of the brothers. Wow, boy, oh boy. Two other women and two kids did get out of the house unharmed. I guess that's a good, well, it is a good thing. One of the women was hiding in the bathroom when the shooting happened, and one of the three told the cops that the shooting happened because of a family dispute that just went awry. And then the shooting started, and that was it. Whew. Boy, over a I mean, who knows the specifics of it? But you had a SWAT truck outside the house, all kinds of teams, tactical teams surrounding the house. You had cops breaking a glass door. And this was a nice neighborhood in Phoenix where all of a sudden this perimeter is, makeshift perimeter is set up, and they're trying to get inside the house. You know, what the specifics of what started and all of that, just other than it was a family dispute, that's all that's known. But I'll be curious to follow this story, actually, and see what possibly, you know, what can happen in a family business. Somebody wants control. Somebody wants more money. Somebody wants the business to be sold. Somebody wants something different in the business that somebody else says no way. And probably, you know, it could, I'm not going out on a giant juicy limb by saying that, probably that's what happened in this scenario. A tug of war over control or brothers or, you know, whatever it might have been in the end. But either way, not good in that situation. Ooh, terrible situation for all those people in the house. And then those that escaped probably feeling pretty darn lucky that they were able to, able to get out of there or to hide and not be part of what happened there. Continuing with We Can Count and the numbers, the days of Wall Street being up and down continue to be up and down. It was an up day on the street because I've been getting a lot of notes from many of you about, hey, what would you do with stocks? And I always say this, I don't give out financial advice other than to say, then diversify. Some earnings were released, and that's why some of the numbers shot up. Like Hershey, for example, for a share, 101.42, that's up. How about Alcoa? That's aluminum, 13.45. That number also shooting up. Pretty interesting. It's been a wild ride since the beginning of the year on the stock market. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.